As I parked in the newly named St. John's car park this afternoon, I was debating whether I could get away with an hour's payment or two, and perhaps how long I speak for now will depend whether I got it right or not. 3 years ago, in Lent 2018, I felt God was calling me to reflect on the life of John the Baptist, asking some questions about what God wants of me in terms of the way I minister, who I'm with, how I minister, and what should ministry look like. I didn't know at that point that I was about to hit a major crossroads and that some 6 months later, I would be licensed as the Archdeacon of Rochester. And the passages which Luke has chosen this afternoon reflect something of that crossroads sense of what does God want of him? What does God want of us at this moment? There's a sense this afternoon that the spotlight is on Luke and on Becky and Mary and Caris as they move to Chatham and begin this new season of life as family and in ministry. But actually, this is a transition for all of us who are watching and are part of this service. And so that question of what does God want is there for all of us. The passage reminds us that basically God wants lives that are different, lives that are changed. And that that change doesn't just come from empty sacrifices or empty rituals. God is looking for the evidence of lives that are changed. And that's about us. It's about those of us called in all sorts of different ways, but it's also about what this project, this calling to Chatham is about, to see lives changed. And there are three things that come from the first passage. They're very familiar, that we should act justly, that we should love mercy, and we should walk humbly with God. Acting justly is about doing the right thing continuously, not just at moments, not just when somebody's watching, not just when we're caught, even as I am at this moment on camera, but it's about continually doing the right thing and living lives that are righteously doing the right thing in our day-to-day decisions, in our reactions, in our responses, and even in the very big things that we face in life. What is God calling us to do? And when Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan, he points out that of three people who pass the man lying by the roadside, one chooses to act justly, and two focus on their own needs and ignore the needs of the person by the roadside. And we are faced continually with those choices. What do I do at this moment to act justly and to be the person God wants me to be? For Luke and for the family, as they begin this new season of ministry, what will it mean to act justly and to make right choices and right decisions? And I guess the other two challenges from this passage help us to do that. The first is to love mercy. And for me, acting in mercy is the opposite of acting in judgment. It's about letting love and compassion overflow from our lives. God shows us mercy when we never deserved it. God continues to show us mercy even when we get it wrong. And his love and his compassion are extended to us daily, weekly, monthly, hourly, by the minute. And we need to be those who live the mercy that we have received. Loving mercy. And then walking humbly. John the Baptist, who I mentioned earlier on, in a sense for me, models that sense of humility. He says of Jesus, he must become greater and I must become less. And I long for all of us to discover more what it means to become less, that God becomes greater. Jesus shows us how he does it, not just as the servant who washes his disciples' feet, which we celebrate at the end of Lent on Maundy Thursday, but also as the one who, as he leaves heaven, grasps nothing but becomes servant. He doesn't cling on to anything, but in walking humbly, he says, I let go of all I'm entitled to, I let go of all that I deserve, and I walk humbly, being the person that God wants me to be. The evidence of changed lives, acting justly, loving mercy, walking humbly. And then the psalm that Luke has also chosen today, that psalm which reminds us of God's passion for unity, that speaks out what Jesus will say at the Last Supper, that they will know we are Christians by our love. A love that works out in acting justly and loving mercy and walking humbly with God. And that call to unity is both a commission and a challenge for Luke as he begins this ministry, for Luke and Martin as they serve together, for Luke and Martin as they work with Stephen in reaching out into this community with the love, the justice, the mercy of God. For the PCC, the church community, those in Chatham Town Centre, those in Pippin Gyms and beyond, as together they seek, what does God want? And finding that place of unity as team, unity as disciples, but also unity with God. For there, God for Luke and Becky, for Martin, for this community, for Pip and Jim's, is that you will be a people identified by unity, by justice, by mercy, by humility, seeking to live that, not choosing day by day whether to opt in or opt out, but saying this is who we want to be. Because we want to know the blessing of God in our walk with him, in our walk with each other, and as we serve the community around us. Luke, may this be what God puts for you in this season of ministry, and may it be lived out not just in your life, but in the life of those around you. Amen.